Minute Stories.
We arrived at Chapter 7 of The Only Child, where Rachel and Owen are dropping their daughter off at school. Seemingly not a big deal, but when you're a parent, sometimes these things take a lot out of you, and when your daughter's going through something mysterious, it always adds to the weight of the situation. So let's learn more in Chapter 7 of The Only Child. Rachel and Owen pulled away from the school, having dropped off Hadley. She seemed anxious this morning. "Why can't drop-off be easy?" asked Owen. "We need a vacation," said Rachel. "Let's go home and plan one, just you and me. I can go into work late," said Owen. He and Rachel drove home in silent glee. Hadley strutted into school, Aunt Vera's green headscarf proudly displayed attached to her backpack. She and the other second graders gathered in the cafeteria until school officially started. Hadley walked towards a familiar group of girls, including Sophia, and overheard excitement. And then, after the movie ended, the lights came on and Tori Trotter walked out. "It was amazing," said Sophia. "Wait," said Hadley. "Tori Trotter? The girl from The Haven?" "Yes! After The Haven ended, she surprised everyone. She was in the audience the whole time. I know you weren't able to come, Hadley, but it was so much fun." Hadley felt her blood beginning to boil. Not only had her parents forbidden her to see The Haven, but now she missed out on a celebrity sighting? Hadley could feel her eyes starting to burn green. She fumbled in her backpack, trying desperately to find her sunglasses, accidentally knocking over a few other backpacks. Her hands felt cold plastic, and she immediately covered her eyes with her sunglasses. "You okay, Hadley?" asked a friend. "Yeah, sorry about that, girls. Thought I was Tori Trotter for a second." Hadley heard a few giggles. Hadley helped the girls whose backpack she had knocked over as the bell rang, signifying the start of the school day. Hadley felt her eyes return to normal and took a deep breath. She was happy for the normal things, like a calm, predictable school day. Hadley removed her sunglasses and returned them to her backpack and noticed something far from normal. "Oh no," gasped Hadley. Aunt Vera's green headscarf was gone.